परमपार की
जय।
जय ओम शुद्धार परमहंस पवित्राचार्य सरस्वती सिद्धांत सरस्वती भारतीय की वैष्णववृंदचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सिंह श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास जी गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम राधा कुंज गिरी गोपुर धाम की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नवमी मायापुर धाम की
जय।
श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की
जय।
गंगामयी की
जय।
यमुनामयी की
जय।
भक्ति देवी की
जय।
तुलसी देवी की
जय।
समवेद भक्त वृंद की
जय।
गौ श्रीमान
Peace out.
execution of devotional service.
In the execution of devotional service.
Shrestha. The most important item.
The most important item.
Shrimite.
To hear.
Paila.
It was.
Mana.
The mind.
Prabhu. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Upadesh.
Advice.
Paila.
Gave. Nam Sankirtana.
Nam Sankirtana.
Chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
Chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which item is most important in the execution of devotional service? The Lord replied that the most important item would be chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There are 9 items to be executed in devotional service. These are enumerated in the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23. Saravana kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam arshanam vandanam dasyam satyam atman devanam. Hearing the glories of the Lord, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering worship in the temple, offering prayers, becoming a servant of the Lord, becoming the Lord's friend, and sarvatmanivedanam, offering oneself fully at the lotus feet of the Lord. These are the 9 devotional processes. In the Nectar of Devotion, these are expanded into 64 items. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked the Lord which item was most important, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately answered that the most important item is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
He then quoted the following verse from the Brihad Naradiya Purana, 38th chapter, verse 126, to confirm this statement. Hare Nama, Hare Nama.
Hare Nama, Hare Nama.
Hare Nama, Kevalam.
Hare Nama, Kevalam.
Hado Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva.
Hado Nasteva, Nasteva.
In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. There is no other way. Because the people of this age are so fallen, they can simply chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In this way, they can rid themselves of the bodily conception of life and become eligible to engage in the Lord's devotional service. One cannot engage in the devotional service of the Lord without being purified of all contamination. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7.28. Yesham vandakatam papam jananam punya karmanam te pam va mokha niramukta bhajante mam prita prita. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are free from the dualities of delusion. and they engage themselves in my service with determination. Sometimes people are surprised to see young men and women take so seriously the Krishna consciousness movement. By giving up sinful activity, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, and strictly following the injunctions given by the spiritual master, they have become purified of all contamination. They can therefore fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. In this age of Kali, Hari Kirtan is very, very important. The importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord is stated in the following verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. Kalir dosnide rajan asti heka mahanguna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangata rambhaje kripte yadhyaya pro vishnu tridhayam yajato makare Dvapare Parichalayayam Kalota Dhadi Pinachana. The most important factor in this age of Kali, which is an ocean of faults, is that one can be free from all contamination and become eligible to enter the kingdom of God simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The self-realization that was achieved in the Satya Millennium by meditation, in the Treta Millennium by the performance of different sacrifices, and in the Dwapara Millennium by the worship of Lord Krishna, can be achieved in the age of Kali simply by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare
Thank you. honor to be asked to serve you this morning. I speak in this very beautiful verse of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Two and a half hours, we begin 24-hour. This is a very special event. This event has primarily been organized by the youth of our society. And who have been born to the devotees of Srila Prabhupada, sometimes called Gurukulis. But it is really something very special. Many of these young devotees were literally born into this world for the purpose of loving and serving Krishna and assisting Srila Prabhupada in expanding Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, this mission of compassion throughout the land. See this spontaneous enthusiasm, devotion, and incredible empowered skills of this generation of devotees, second generation. It's quite humbling and thrilling. Please love to chant all day, all night. Forever. At least that's my observation. And there has also been special souls who come to our society at a young age who picked up somehow or other were empowered with that same inspiration and enthusiasm. And one such person, Vijaya Prabhu, he was one of the original organizers of the 24-hour trip. He just caught on to it. He would just see something that was essential and catch on to it. Absorb himself into it. And how much he propagated and promoted and brought people here to participate. And the other Pati Prabhu too, they were also great, great enthusiastic examples. We love to spread the burdens of the Holy Names for you. Us bringing that in memorial service for them. And particularly this 24-hour kirtan is an offering of our gratitude to them in separation. Also this year, our very beloved mother, sister, worshipable goddess, Yamuna Devi, has departed from this world. Whatever she did it with such love when Prabhupada himself had said that she had attained the state of Bhava. This was in the early 70s. She put her heart so much into kirtan. Quite incredible. Back in 1969, before many of you were born, myself, I was still in high school. And I'm pretty old. She was recording albums with George Harrison of the story of the Beatles. And she chanted with so much emotion. George Harrison said, "I could make you the biggest female rock and roll star. Just, there's no one who has talent like you. You really wanted to do it. Spread the holy name in that way." But she didn't want fame. She didn't want position. She just wanted to serve Srila Prabhupada. But still, in this record, the Hare Krishna mantra, she just chanted the Maha Mantra, nothing else, from the beginning to the end of the song. And in Europe, it was the number one song. Not just from the devotees, in public. Millions of people were hearing the Maha Mantra on the radio so many times every day. Thousands of people were chanting the holy names. On the stage in front of so many people in Bombay, all alone, playing harmonia, chanting various bhajans in kirtan. Sri Prabhupada loved his chanting, her chanting. And when this Brahma Samhita recorded Govindam Adi Purushatta Maham Kirtane has been played for greeting the deities. Some sannyasis and brahmacharis, they decided not to play. Srila Prabhupada was there. He said, "Where? Why? It is not being played." He said, "Prabhupada, we are sannyasis, brahmacharis, hearing a woman's voice is a gift." "This is a transcendental symphony. It must be played in every temple, always." How much Srila Prabhupada appreciated the transcendental pure vibration that came from her heart. She also became the most famous crook in the history of this world. She sold the most records, that's for sure. As a singer. And Nitai, he met her, and he became so affected that he gave his life, he really gave his life, to organizing 24-hour kirtans, organizing other types of kirtan festivals, and prasad distribution. Traveling around the country, tens and thousands of people came. And just last year, a very dear worshipable God brother, Andrew Putnam, was taken by Radharani and Shamsundar. I remember when I first met Andrew Putnam was in New York City. And he had this little band, and he cut the sign open and he made it into a sidewalk kirtan hall. He would just pull up in his old truck and he'd open up these side doors and he'd have an altar and he'd chant. And people would park right in the curb so Sometimes people walk along the sidewalk in New York City and it's a chapter. It wasn't a common person as far as fame. And then he went to India, Vrindavan, and by the intensity of his love for this chanting of the holy names, he was doing this 24-hour kirtan in Vrindavan, not just once a year, every day, 365 days a year, year after year after year. And by his pure efforts to please Prabhupada, please Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, the incredible skills he was blessed in his power, he never got to Vrindavan hardly. But yet, his chanting was attracting so many people to experience the very essence of Vrindavan. Both there in that holiest of all holy places and all over the world. This 24-hour kirtan is very special. It is an offering of separation from these very beloved souls. We are so grateful to be here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us Paramvidyaya Sri Krishna Sankirtana. That this congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord is the prime benediction for all of humanity. Why? Chaitanya Paramarajana Bhava Mahaprabhu. Because it cleanses the heart. Lord Chaitanya had said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sachita Bodhoi Sravanadi Sudhichesi Gurdhaya Gurdhaya. That love for Krishna is dormant within the heart of every living being. Wherever there is life, there is the Atma, the soul. And the nature of the soul, Mamayavam soul, Jivanavam, Jivanavam soul, we're part and parcel of Krishna. We're qualitatively one with Krishna, quantitatively fragmented, infinitesimal. And in that spirit, Jiva is sort of what Krishna is in us. Our true position is we are eternally the servants of Krishna. Now in this world, people are not so much attracted to being someone's servant. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains the highest title, the highest position, and the highest aspiration that anybody can strive for in spiritual life is to be Das 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 Adi Das, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. To serve with love, because it is our nature. It is our true potential to love Krishna. Anandam pudivarajanam pratipadam pudamrita svadhanam. We are all looking for pleasure, something we all have in common. We look for it through the satisfaction of the senses, the mind, in unlimited ways. But we're never fulfilled. Because within the pleasures of body and mind, everything is limited and temporary. But the eternal soul is looking for, its nature is to enjoy unlimited, unending pleasure. And that pleasure is prema bhakti, love for Krishna. Because Krishna is all attractive. Rupa Goswami said, he gave us a warning. If you are attached to your material property, your possessions, your skills, your family and friends, do not go to Kingshikat and Baker Yamuna, because there Govinda Dev is standing in his beautiful threefold bending form playing upon his flute in the moonlight. And when we see Krishna, when we experience Krishna, when we experience Krishna's unlimited, infinite love for us, when we experience Krishna's beauty, Krishna's sweetness, Krishna's qualities, we become completely conquered with love. Krishna's all attractive. He tells us in Bhagavad Gita that whatever attracts you as being beautiful in this world. And we know how much our mind can be completely obsessed and infatuated with some pleasure in this world. It's only an infinitesimal, tiny particle of a spark of Krishna's infinite beauty. Like the sun planet. Millions of times bigger than the earth. And a tiny little sun ray can't even be measured, it's so small. The most incredible, all of the beauty, all of the pleasure of the entire cosmic manifestation, that means all universes within creation. Put it all together. And it's not even one single little sunray compared to the infinite sum of Krishna's divine qualities. It's the supreme source, and it's in the complete whole of all beauty, all knowledge, all love, all strength, all fame, all renunciation. Therefore, Krishna's all attractive. He's Madanwan. There's a place in Vrindavan called Madan Ter for Kamadev. In the West, he's sometimes called Cupid. We know his power. We don't have to go into detail. And when he shoots his arrow, you're conquered. You're finished. You just become a slave. A slave of the passions that he's attracting you to him. If he came to Vrindavan to do his thing on Krishna, and he pulled back his bow just from the bank of Yamuna, and he saw Krishna's beautiful form, and he fainted unconscious. Therefore, Krishna's Madan Mohan. That means he has bewildered that person who bewilders everyone. Srimati Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. Krishna's pleasure potency, his feminine aspect. Radha Krishna Pranayata Krishna Bhim Shakti Rasma. The Absolute is one, but that one Supreme Absolute has become two. Radha Krishna. Expanded the Sita Nam, Lakshmi Narayana, Shiva Parvati. For the purpose of love, the origin of all love is the love of God, the love between Radha and Krishna. And Srimati Radharani is the topmost devotee. She is the supreme lover. Krishna is the supreme beloved. And the dynamics of the ras, or the loving of reciprocation, the lover defeats the beloved. Therefore, Srimati Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini, which means she bewilders that person who bewilders. This is Krishna's comfort only by love. Krishna himself wanted to understand Srimati Radharani's. So he descended into this world as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhava Dhuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupa. Who is Lord Chaitanya? Kaviraj Goswami tells us, Krishna with the Mahabhava, when the ecstatic, infinite, all-encompassing, all-pervading love of Srimati Radharani. And he also came with her complexion. When Krishna told Srimati Radharani that I am going to incarnate within this world to taste the sweetness of your love and to do what no other incarnation has done in this way. I'm going to distribute your love to the whole world through the chanting of the holy names of the world in the age of Kali. Srimati Radharani said, if you are in my ecstasies of love, then when you think of you, you will fall to the ground and roll in ecstasy. I don't want to see you get hurt. So I will cover your body with my golden complexion. That is Lord Chaitanya. When Rod has love, then Rod has complexion. And great sages and rishis, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, they worship the age of Kali as the best time ever. Why? Kali Yuga is a time of the greatest degradation of human society. But because there's a benediction in Kali, Kalera Dosani Vedaja, Asti Heka Mahanguna, Kirtana, Eva Krishna, Siena, Kisanga Paharaja. Simply by chanting, this age of Kali wishes an ocean of faults. It's not just a puddle or a lake or a river. It's an ocean of faults. Can anybody imagine trying to dry up the ocean? And this is not one of these little tiny oceans in this book. This is an unlimited ocean of faults. But there's one benediction. Simply by chanting the names of Krishna, one can attain the supreme perfection of liberation. Therefore, the sages, they worship this age of Kali. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a beautiful verse. Krishna Varna Vesa Krishna Sangha Pandita Bhagavatam Yadhyani Sankhintana Priyaya Vichayati Visumiya. That in this age of Kali, those who have really good intelligence, they will worship the Supreme Lord who has appeared in a beautiful golden complexion, in the role of his own divinity. And how do we worship him? Through the chanting of the holy names. Took birth in a family of malicious ungodliness. That means outcasts. And at that time in India, the caste system was extremely strong among the Hindus. How wonderful are those whose tongues taste the sweetness of the holy names of Lord Hari. Even if they are born in a family of the lowest, most sinful people, the dirtiest people, they are considered supremely worshipable. Anyone who sincerely chants the holy names of the Lord, it is to be considered they have already gone to all the holy places. They have done all the pujas, all the sacrifices, they have done all the meditations, they've taken all their holy baths. In fact, one who sincerely takes shelter of the holy name of the Lord, even born in a family of Sampancha, which is considered the most degraded caste, not even. They are fit to be gurus of the whole world. So Thakur Haridas, he was born in Bangladesh. And he had the spontaneous attraction for chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Kali Sandara Upanishad describes that this 16-word, 32-syllable mantra is the most powerful medicine to cure the disease of selfishness and egoism and ignorance in this age of Kali. And bring us back to our true healthy state, Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of the bliss of loving service to Krishna. When he was just a young man, he went to the forest of Nepal. A few years back, I went there. Incredible place. And there he just lived in a forest, planted a tulsi tree, and that's all he wanted. Just had a little straw hut and a tulsi plant and was happy chanting Hare Krishna. 300,000 names every day. That's 192 rounds minimum. And he was sharing the great gifts like ecstatic love that he had with anybody he met. He became so popular. People loved him because he loved them. He was part of the good of being. This is the quality of a sinful person. And another person's suffering is my suffering. And another person's happiness is my happiness. That is love. Because he loved so deeply, people loved him. And there was a very, very wealthy, powerful person in Ramachandra Khan who couldn't be tolerated. He tried to destroy Haridas. Most of you know the story. He sent the most lovely prostitute a lonely night for 3 nights in a row. And Haridas, every time she'd come and make so many gestures, you are young, I am young, we are alone on this moonlit night, there's nobody around. It is the arrangement of providence that we enjoy. And he said, I will fulfill your desire, but I want to complete my rounds first. Just wait. Sat there waiting. What he didn't tell her is he never finishes his rounds. The Bhagavad Gita says, my devotees, they are constantly chanting my Buddha.
So all night long, when the sun rose, she said, what happened? He said, come back tomorrow. After 3 days, finally, when the sun rose after the third day, he said, how can I serve you? And she said, I'm completely purified by just hearing you chanting. And she bowed down and said, I've actually come to destroy you, but now I want to surrender to you. Please be my guru and initiate. Give away all of the things that you accumulated through your sinful activities and come here, because I'm leaving. In fact, I was going to leave 3 days ago, because Ramchandra Khan doesn't like this, so I was going to leave. I postponed my trip 3 days only to deliver you. So now, chant and worship Tulsi, and whatever you need will come. And she became such a great saint. Now everyone was coming to her. And she was giving such inspiration. Thousands and thousands of people. Thakur Haridas, he went to a place called Chandpur. Not far from Mayapur, there's a place called Adisaktagram. And there are several villages which are connected to Saktagram. One is Krishnapur, the birthplace of Raghunath Das Goswami. Another is Saktagram, the birthplace of Uddharanath Thakur, one of the most intimate associates of Lord Nityananda. And Chandpur is where Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle's guru lived, Balaramacharya and Yagananda Acharya. So Haridas Thakur was invited by these great Brahmin Acharyas. And Balaram Acharya arranged a special conference for him. And very select people were coming. Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle, Govardhan and Hiranya, they were multi-millionaires. And they were great devotees of the Buddha too. Scholars. So they brought many very scholarly Brahmins who also worked for him, and had Haridas Thakur explain to everyone the glories of the chanting of the Holy Name. Balaramacharya and the other Brahmins were praising him so much. And they asked him a question. What is the goal of chanting the Holy Name? Haridas asked, what is your idea? You are a learned Brahmin, what is your thoughts? He said, by chanting the holy names of the Lord, we can eradicate all the sins of our heart. And somebody else said, by chanting the holy names of the Lord, we can gain liberation from all the sufferings of material existence. Haridas Thakur said, these are all concomitant byproducts of the real goal of chanting the holy names. The real benediction of chanting Harinam is it awakens prema bhakti, ecstatic love for Krishna from the heart. He quoted Yoramangala Thakur, who said, my dear Lord, now that I have attained loving devotional service to you, I see that Mukti Devi, liberation, is standing at my doorway with folded palms ready to serve anything I want. Haridas Thakur quoted so many beautiful shastras to explain how he gave an example. Just like before the sun rises, all darkness is dispelled. Similarly, simply by Namabhas, by the beginning stages of chanting the holy names of the Lord offenselessly, the preliminary stages of beginning to chant offenselessly
All one's sins are eradicated from all one's previous births, and one attains mukti, liberation. And then, when the actual summit of Krishna prema arises, anandam mukti vartana. That's when all of our desires are completely fulfilled. Srila Rupa Goswami explains the pleasure of brahmananda, the ecstasy of entering into that liberated state of Brahman, is like a little tiny puddle compared to the happiness of the ocean, the vast, shoreless, bottomless ocean of great, intimate, ecstatic love. Haridas Thakur used the example of Ajamiya. Ajamiya, he was a nice brahmachari for some time. He was a Brahmin. He learned about devotion to the Lord. But then he got so distracted. His material energy is full of endless distractions. That is why whoever we are, whatever our position is, it's so important to have association with devotees. Sincere devotees who can help us overcome all these distractions and really focus. So Ajamil became a criminal, a rogue, a thief, a total sense enjoyer. And Haridas Thakur said he had a son named Narayan. And as he was dying, the Yamadutas came together. He became so scared, he called for his son, Narayan. He chanted the name of Narayan. There was no motivation, there was no offense. And he was cleansed of all of his sins. He was given another chance to perfect his life. The Yamadutas went back to Yamaraj and said, "As far as we're concerned, you're the supreme. There has never been anyone who can escape your wrath when you are to get done. Yamaraj is the lord of death. He's the power of God within this cosmic manifestation that sees to it that we get our karma. But how is it when these we couldn't go near this person. We were chased away." And Yamaraj said, "Because the servants of the Lord, Narayan," he said, "I worship them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Narayan, is my worshipable Lord. Whatever powers I have is coming from them. And whoever is the servant of the servant of the servant of Narayan, anybody," this is Yamaraj's order to the Yamadutas for all time to come. He said, "Anybody who even once sincerely chants Krishna, don't you even look in their direction. If you touch them, if you look at them, you will be destroyed." The Yamadutas are very afraid of devotees. With honor and love. Haridas Thakur explained that. And there was one very young, handsome, learned scholar. He was a Brahmin by birth. He was in the audience. He couldn't hear what Haridas Thakur said. To him, mukti is such an advanced, exalted state. How could you belittle and create this apparatus, this offense to mukti, to liberation? You're saying it's an insignificant byproduct of loving Krishna? Who are you, you low-class idiot, fool, ignorant man? You are polluting all of our scriptures, our whole culture. He said, "If what you are saying is true," or he said, "if what you're saying is not true, then I will cut off your nose." Everyone
Yes.
And how did Lester respond? He said, what I'm saying is not true. That one gets liberation simply at the beginning of the light of Prema Bhakti coming. He said, I'll cut off my own nose. Anyways, a few days later, that person got leprosy. His nose fell off. His fingers fell off. And when Haridas Thakur heard about it, he cried. He felt such compassion, such sympathy. He was everyone's well-wisher. From Chandpur, Thakur Haridas went to Shantipur, where he met Sri Advaita Prabhu, who is Sadashiva. He's a combination of the original Shiva and also Mahavishnu, the original Purusha of cosmic manifestation. Advaita was also in the society of Shantipur, was one of the most aristocratic, prestigious Brahma communities, and he was the head. Advaitacharya, when he saw Haridas, he embraced him. They were weeping and crying, embracing one another, chanting the holy names together. Advaita said, please never leave me. Stay close to me. And he arranged a cave for him. Close by in a place called Fulyagram on the banks of the Ganga. And there Haridas would just chant. And Advaita said, every day, come to my house for prasad. And one time when Haridas came, Advaita was having this Shraddha Bhakta. In those days, in Brahmin communities, this was the highlight of the duties of a Brahmin. To offer prasad to Vishnu and then invite the most saintly people to come. And to choose the topmost of all Brahmins and saints to honor with the first remnants of the prasad. And here, there were hundreds of the most learned Brahmins. And right in front of all of them, Advaita gave the first remnants to Haridas Thakur. This was extremely confident, kind of first love. Or as we say in today's society, it was totally out of the box. Can you imagine? If there was internet in those days, Brahmin internet websites would be blasting against Shari. But he did not care. He wanted to break through all of these superficial externals and go right to the essence. What is the essence? Loving devotional service. Haridas Thakur and Advaitacharya, the two of them agree that the things are so bad in this age of Kali, unless the Supreme Lord Krishna personally descends to spread this chanting of the holy names, nobody else could establish it. So they both vowed to bring Krishna to the world. Not for themselves. They were already floating in the ocean of the ecstasy of love. But part of love is compassion. It's inseparable. When there's love for Krishna, there's natural compassion for all living beings. For years, Sri Advaitacharya was in Shantipur on the banks of the Ganges, sometimes in Navadvip. He was worshipping his Shalagram Shiva with Tulsi leaves, loudly crying out Krishna's names with the prayer, Krishna, please come. This world desperately needs you. And Haridas Thakur, he was in his cave, chanting the holy names of the Lord 300,000 times minimum every day, and with each chant from the core of his heart, filled with compassion, he was praying for Krishna to come to deliver the people of this world. And isn't it interesting how Lord Chaitanya arranged it in this way? People of totally different backgrounds became one for the pleasure of this. The highest Brahmin and an outcast. The highest learned scholar and a simple person who never went to school. This is Sankirtan. When we come together for the service of the Lord, we transcend all these external barriers. This is Vaishnava. Vaishnava means, Srila Prabhupada explains, to be without envy. A Vaishnava means to be everyone's well-wisher. We can call ourselves Vaishnavas. The very external meaning is you worship Vishnu. But actually, the quality of a Vaishnava is this. No envy towards anyone. Feeling great happiness to see other people being empowered and blessed. And finding the greatest pleasure in just being the servant of the servant of the soul. But that being an entity. That was the common quality that they both had. And on the basis of the strength of their chanting and their prayer, Lord Krishna descended into this world as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya, he organized it so perfectly. He appeared during the lunar eclipse when everyone was chanting. He wanted to show the world, when you come together to chant my names, I will appear to you. And when he was a little baby, before he even manifested his abilities to walk and talk, isn't that incredible? Krishna tells him the key to I am the ability of the man, I am the strength of the strong, I am the intelligence of the intelligent. And yet, he doesn't know how to walk or talk. This is the beauty and sweetness of Krishna's passion. He would cry, and the only thing that would stop him from crying is when all the family and neighbors came together, clapped their hands, and loudly chanted the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. And later on, after he went through Apswati and took initiation from Vishwala Puri, he established the Sankirtan movement. He didn't establish the Sankirtan movement in a formal way until he humbled himself to a great devotee, his spiritual master. He didn't start spreading the holy name or even practicing himself until he became the servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnava. Very, very important instruction. And with his devotees, he would go to Srivas's house, sometimes Chandrasekhar's house, his maternal uncle, sometimes his own house, and they would just chant and chant and chant. And one day Lord Chaitanya said to the devotees, he said, we are chanting all day, every day, but we are wasting our nights sleeping. Every moment is so precious. From this day on, for the next 1 year, we will chant all night. Now, if somebody told you that, you would probably be a little afraid. The devotees were all ecstatic. Yes, for the next 1 year, we will chant all day and all night. And Srivasanka. And then Lord Chaitanya taught them how we're able to do it. He gave them a verse. If you want to chant the names of the Lord constantly, this is simple instruction. Trinara Pisuvichana, Tadora Pimasavishana, Amani Namani Deva Kirtaniya Sadhari. One should be humble, more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant, forgiving than a tree, devoid of false prestige, eager to offer all respect to others, and not to demand or expect respect for itself. If we just have this mood, this attitude, Kirtaniya Sadhari, we can chant the names of the Lord constantly. Yayatamam parvatyante dhamstakai vajayatam. Krishna reveals himself according to how we approach him. Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rastagra. Krishna is not different than his name. All of Krishna's qualities are fully manifested within the name. Kali Kale Mahamudra Krishna Avatar. In this age of Kali, Krishna manifests in one name. He incarnates. Nam Nama Kali Bahuta Nijasara Shakti. All the powers, the beauty, the opulence, the pastimes, everything of Krishna in the spiritual world can be revealed by sincerely chanting the holy names. Such a meditation. And there's no hard and fast rules. Anyone can do it. Just takes a little sincerity. So they were doing this all-night kirtan. And they wouldn't let anybody in except those devotees who actually were true lovers of God. Because the kinds of transformations and ecstasies an ordinary person would not be able to understand. So there were so many very, very proud Brahmins and scholars and others who were terribly blaspheming Lord Chaitanya and the devotees, especially Srinivas. Whereas the simple people, they were just praying, when would that day be when we could qualify ourselves to go in and see Lord Nimai dance? One day, Lord Chaitanya came out of his house early in the morning, and all these townspeople came with gifts of love for him. And he said, I want to give you the greatest treasure of instruction. Whoever you are, doesn't matter. Whatever you've done, doesn't matter. Just take the name of Krishna. Chant these holy names. Whether you're walking or sitting or working, eventually even when you're sleeping, just always chant these names of Krishna. When you're alone, you can chant japa, just to yourself. And when you're with others, in your house, in your shop, 5-7 people in your family, clap your hands and sing the holy names. If you have musical instruments, play your musical instruments. Chant these holy names of Krishna. And I'm going to teach you a mantra. And Lord Chaitanya said, this is the greatest of all mantras. It is the great chant of deliverance. And he initiated all the town in the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
If you'd like, you can chant Hare Hare Nama Krishna, Hare Hare Nama, Gopala Govinda Rama, Shri Bhakti Sudhara.
They were so excited and so enthusiastic. They
They started telling these instructions to everybody they knew, and soon there were thousands and thousands of people just walking down the street chanting the holy names. They were clapping their hands in their shops when they'd come home at night. They couldn't stop chanting. They were tasting the nectar and the sweetness of the holy name, and Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with them. Whoever was chanting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, would approach them, and with his own loving arms, he embraced the devotees. He would take his own garment off and place it on the neck of anyone who was chanting. He carried sandalwood with him, and he would anoint the whole body of anyone with sandalwood. And Lord Chaitanya would bow down to these people who were chanting the holy names. There were tears in his eyes, and palms folded, he would say, "Because you are taking the name of Krishna, you are my life and soul." This is how he encouraged anyone. He sent Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu go to every house, every bathing bath, every person you meet. Doesn't matter who they are, what they've done, just give them the simple message. Chant Krishna's names. Worship Krishna. Krishna's your mother. Krishna's your father. Krishna's your true treasure. Krishna's your life and soul. Just chant the holy names and you will be my life and soul. Nityananda and Haridas were going to people, begging them with tears in their eyes, and sometimes the people would reject them. You are beggars, you are thieves, you are coming to my house in the name of telling me all this nonsense, and you're looking inside to see what you will steal when you break in at night. Arrest these thieves, beat these thieves, there's so much propaganda. And they would bow down at the feet of these people and beg them to chant. So soon, so many people in the town were chanting. And Jagai and Madhai. But the Chand Kazi, he was getting complaints from Hindu Brahmins and from others. This person is this demon, he's ruining everything. He has thousands and thousands of people chanting these mantras. You're not supposed to say these mantras out loud. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that according to the Vedic principles, those mantras which begin with Om or Bija and end in a certain way, they are private mantras to be chanted very, very silently to oneself. But Lord Chaitanya, this Maha Mantra, it doesn't begin with Bija. It's simply a loving call to Radharani and Krishna. Therefore, it was the perfect mantra for everyone to chant anywhere, no hard and fast rules. And Chandrakasi was so angry. He was from another religion. He outlawed any Kalpit Hindu practice. In fact, when he saw people chanting, he would beat them, arrest them, plunder their property, imprison them. When he saw them playing mridangas, he broke the mridanga. He had 1,000 soldiers every day just looking for anyone who was chanting to torture them. Those people came to Lord Chaitanya and told him, he said, just go on chanting. They were very afraid. When he heard how much the devotees were being persecuted, he called people together. He became as
angry as Lord Shiva. He raised his hand, said, Nityananda, bring the Vaishnavas. Today, I will personally go into the streets and dance and chant the holy names. Today, I will go right to the doorstep of the Chandkazi and perform Namsankirtan. Let us see what he does to me. Today, time personified will stand before him. Today, I am going to bring a great monsoon inundation, rainstorm of Harinam and Krishna praying upon all of Nathapur. Everybody, go home, take lunch, come back with a torch, and I will lead the chapter. Nobody except the intimate devotees ever saw Lord Chaitanya dance. People were longing and crying for this moment. And everyone gathered. There were thousands and thousands. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided the group. First, Kirtan Pari, Advaita Acharya was the lead dancer. The next, Haridas Thakur was the lead dancer. The next Kirtan Pari was Shivas Thakur. And in the back, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda would lead dance. They went into the streets. It was so beautiful. The devotees were chanting fearlessly. The sound of the holy names filled the sky, filled all directions. And the beauty of Lord Chaitanya's body, his golden complexion, his lotus-like eyes, the torrents of tears of love and compassion, his beautiful hair circling his moonlike face. He had a wonderful garland that went down to his knees and was swinging to and fro as he danced. His arms were just like two beautiful golden pillars. His hair was decorated with garlands of jasmine flowers. Anyone who saw him would stand and grow away. As the Kirtan party was going on, every single person practically was decorating their homes to welcome the Kirtan party with all sorts of auspicious things like banana trees and coconuts and ghee and all sorts of sweets to welcome the Kirtan party as it passed. And wherever it went, people were so attracted to the chanting of the holy names of these devotees that they just forgot who they were and ran to join the Kirtan. Husbands forgot their wives and their children. Wives forgot their children and their husband. And children forgot their parents. They all just became totally intoxicated in ecstatic love, running out of their houses to join the kirtan. Soon there was hundreds of people in procession. And the thieves, they thought this is the best opportunity. No one's home. They forgot to close their doors. We can take everything we want. And the thieves were, oh, this is it. They ran to the houses, and on the way, they heard the kirtan. They saw Mahaprabhu dancing, and they forgot that they were thieves. They became so intoxicated, they raised their arms. They had attained the ultimate treasure, the jewel of prema bhakti, chanting the holy names. It's a long story. The ecstasies of the beauty. And when the devotees were chanting together, how much they learned to love each other. This is Lord Chaitanya's principle. Real non-sankirtan is when we really feel this spirit of servant of the serpent with respect and affection for each other. If we have any envy or animosity toward each other, it's not going to bring down the grace of the Lord. These devotees, it describes in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavatam,
that they were, as they were chanting, it's such happiness. Because when you love the Lord, you love everyone. They were chanting, and part of the kirtan, their arms were raised, they were bowing down to each other. Some people, they were tying their hair to somebody else's feet. So that when they were dancing, their hair was everyone was such respect, such love, such unity.
When it started to get dark, Lord Chaitanya said, light the torches. Those tens and thousands of torches. Even in the middle of the night, it was like noon in a summer day. Everything was so bright. The Lord beloved danced. And sometimes, so much absorbed in the holy name of Krishna, he would stand for hours at a time and manifest his form of Krishna playing a flute. Wouldn't you love to be that good? Actually, you are, because sound vibration is not different than the actual event. Then he started getting closer to Chankazi's house. And some of the soldiers came back and said, this be mine. His thousands of people out there, they're all chanting, and they see that they're kind of mad at you. So what do we care? What is it? Some kind of a marriage ceremony? He said, he told his soldiers, go and break them up. Arrest them. Punish them. But the soldiers, as they were about to go, some of them were coming back and saying, Chankazi, you know, I went there and I was going to punish them, but then my beard went on fire. So, what are you doing? Chankazi, go and arrest them. Don't be afraid. I am the commander of this place. And suddenly, Lord Chaitanya and his whole kirtan entered into Chankazi's village, and the tumultuous sound of the chanting was so overwhelming that immediately Chankazi ran away. And all the soldiers ran away. But they had nowhere to run to because the devotees were everywhere. So Chankazi ran into his house and hid somewhere upstairs. And Lord Chaitanya came down and went right to his house and knocked on the door. And we had a beautiful discussion, but we didn't have time for that. And ultimately, Chankazi's heart changed, and he made a law. From this day on, I accept that you are the Almighty Allah. You are Jehovah. You are the Lord with many, many names. You are Krishna. And for all generations to come of my descendants, no one will ever interfere in Srinagarbhi in the congregation of chanting of God. And in this way the Lord established kirtan in Nagarbhi. He took sannyas to bring the chanting of the holy names to more and more people. When he was traveling in South India, he describes, that's all he did. He would just dance along the roadsides. And anyone he would see, he would just say, chant the names of Hari. And those persons would chant and Lord Chaitanya would embrace them. And give them prema bhakti. He said, now go back to your villages and share this message with everyone. Millions and millions of people were chanting the Hari. When he came back to Puri 2 years later, he established this kirtan at the Rath Yatra, where millions of people would assemble every year. And before beginning his kirtan with all his devotees, he would offer a beautiful prayer. Now, hungry for all the chalai, to clean up the Vaishnava Shuddha. Gopi Bhattu, Padukama Lord, Dasa, Dasa, Dasa. But I am not any of these temporary material designations. My eternal reality, my eternal aspiration, Lord, is to be the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants. He established this as the principle of consciousness before we can actually access the grace of the Holy Name. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was his kirtan? How did he spread that kirtan? During the Ratha Yatra, anyone who saw him chanting and dancing became perfect. They attained the perfection of the Ganesh. One time in Puri, there was a person, devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He was chanting the holy names, and he was tasting the sweetness of the name. Rupa Goswami explains, Lord Chaitanya loved this verse composed by Rupa Goswami. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna had produced. When that name dances on our tongue, we desire millions and millions of tongues. When it enters into our ears, we desire millions and millions of ears. When it enters into our heart, it conquers our life. So this devotee, he couldn't stop tasting the sweetness of Krishna's name. But sometimes he knew that the name is not different than Krishna. The name is a deity. So he would go to respond to nature's calls. That means he was going to respond to nature's calls. When I lived with sadhus, this was always the way they talked about it. Somehow they had a certain etiquette of respecting the bodily needs. I don't know how you say it, I have to do this, I have to do that. They would say, I must respond to nature's call. Sometimes she calls very loud. But anyways, when he was going to respond, he felt this is, it was an offense to chant God's name. God's not different than his name, and I mean that. So he would try to stop chanting, but his tongue was tasting so much sweetness in the holy name. He kept chanting. So he was trying to hold his tongue. When he was going with his thread around his ear, and this little boy, 5-year-old boy, his name is Gopal, he saw him. He said, what are you doing? Why are you holding your tongue? He said, because I can't stop chanting, and I should honor the name. I shouldn't chant when I'm passing stool, responding to nature. And Gopal said, but our Lord Chaitanya, he told us there's no hard and fast rules in chanting. This name of Krishna is Krishna himself, but he's so benevolent, so merciful, that wherever we are, in any situation, Krishna will appear to us if we sincerely chant. So we let go of his tongue. Lord Chaitanya was watching this interaction, and he was so happy. He called me Gopal. Gopal ran up to him, and Lord Chaitanya put him on his lap and embraced him. And little Gopal embraced Lord Chaitanya. Now Lord Chaitanya is the Krishna of all sannyas. He's embracing this boy in his lap, and he's bathing the boy with the torrents of his tears of affection and compassion. And Lord Chaitanya said, because you have so much faith in the holy name, you are my guru. And he gave him the name Gopal Guru. And later on, he became one of the greatest acharyas in our disciples' succession. Writing many books. Had thousands and thousands of disciples. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he taught us and by chanting Krishna's name without offense, with sincere devotion, we will realize, we will directly experience in the name Krishna's unlimitedly beautiful form, his qualities, his pastimes, his supreme abode of Sri Vrindavan. We will understand intimately his loving devotees. That is the power of the name. There is no need for any other process. And all the other services that we do, deity worship, seva, whatever, we should understand this is necessary to put us in the proper state of consciousness so that we can actually be in that spirit of service, a servant, meditating on Krishna as we chant the holy names. Srila Prabhupada, he came to this country, that was his faith. Imagine, he was 70 years old. He just came from Butler, Pennsylvania. He was living in the Bowery. A little later, the first Kalpa Kirtan, Prabhupada took a few of his students to Washington Square Park, where the Rathiyatra Festival is held every year. And Prabhupada sat in the grass. He had a little bongo drum somebody gave him. And the devotees, a few little students, just a couple of them were chanting with him. He had so much faith in the name of Krishna. And they were chanting for only a little while when a policeman in New York Police Department came and chastised Prabhupada. Said, you're not allowed to sit in the grass, off the grass. Prabhupada was so humble. He just respected the law, got off the grass, and sat on the pavement. And in those days, devotees didn't know how to offer some seat or asana. He just sat in the concrete. He kept chanting for hours. And later on under that elm tree in Tompkins Square Park, he would play his little bongo drum or some kirtan and chant. Just yesterday I was in Columbus. I think it was 1969, just before Srila Prabhupada's first visit to New Vrindavan. He was in Columbus, Ohio. And Hayurveda Prabhu and Prajumana Prabhu arranged a program at the Hitchcock Hall, beautiful auditorium at Ohio State University. And about 2,000 people came. And Prabhupada invited Allen Ginsberg, a very popular poet of the day, to come also and chant with him. And there, Srila Prabhupada was giving a little talk. And he started the kirtan. And as he was doing his kirtan, all 2,000 people, and he stood up and started dancing himself. All the students danced for several hours. That was the first public kirtan in a school. And Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, one of Prabhupada's very, very dear loving friends, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he chanted the names of the Lord constantly. I lived with him for some time. All day long, from 8, 7 in the morning till noon, he'd sit in front of the deities with his wife in the Gandhara and chant. Usually he didn't play his Gandhara. He would just chant and then go do, 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 do. And then he'd go do, do, do. And then he would go out and chant japa. And sometimes I would get sick. And in the middle of the night, I would have to respond to nature's call. And I'd go by Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj's little room, and I'd always hear him chanting japa.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
We had this taste for the holy name. And he told our devotees, you know, Prabhupada took the initiation of sannyas. Prabhupada invited Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj to do kirtan. And as the mantra is being chanted for the fire yajna, the person doing the yajna was looking at him and saying, softer, softer. If you want to be kirtan, do the softer so you can do the sacrifice. And he'd go back to the sacrifice, and Prabhupada would turn to him and say, louder. And I think so over and over again. And Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj said, at that time I understood that it is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami who will spread the holy name all over the world on behalf of my Gurudev, because he has complete faith in the power and the mercy of Krishna's holy names. Eager to offer respect to others without demanding or expecting oneself. If you simply have this Lord, with enthusiasm to chant the names of the Lord, with faith in the names of the Lord, then the blessings will shower at us, cleanse us of all sins, liberate us of all sufferings, and ultimately bless us with ecstatic love, Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please just stay seated for one more minute.